Welcome back to Fan Wonderland. It's time for some sunshine and a dead flash. I'm Natalie Sharp, and it's time to enter the light. Here's your host, TJ.
Thank you, Natalie. Welcome back to Fan Wonderland, and I am here with Natalie Sharp. For those who may not recognize the name, but have watched The Flash, we've actually got our first Flash actor and first villain as well, I think would believe. Well, not first villain on the podcast because we've had a few, but first Arrowverse villain, if we're going by that.
Woo!
And gonna cover a lot of that. It's actually our second Arrowverse actor. I'm really need to step up those numbers, but for those that may recognize Natalie on The Flash, Natalie has been in other CW shows such as Supernatural, which we will touch on as well in that very famous fan fiction episode, as well as BH90210, a lovely little show called Hit the Road. And for those unaware, Natalie is a Canadian actress, singer and songwriter, just the triple threat, from Vancouver. Began working TV, guest starring on Supernatural. So if that's where you recognise Natalie from, it would be Supernatural. Later appearing on hit shows Motive, You, Me, Her, Louder Milk, and Sci-Fi's Van Helsing. And also can be seen in the Miracle season alongside Academy Award winners Helen Hunt and William Hurt. And just to really drive it home, shared her singing chops on the musical comedy Hit the Road. And the lead singer of the series. So just, in case you don't recognize the name, you probably most likely will very soon, going by this.
Thank you. What a welcome.
So, yes, we've got a triple threat, which is kind of rare. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of people that recognize you from Supernatural. I gather that was your first kind of, I suppose, quote-unquote, big acting gig, I guess
you got. Yeah, it really was. So, I was in high school and I would always be doing plays and musicals like in my high school and in my community. And then I actually booked a role on Untold Stories of the ER. Have you ever watched that before?
Given I don't like medical stuff, no, actually haven't.
Yeah. So technically speaking, that was my first paid acting on TV role. But I like to say Supernatural was like my first big one.
I mean, it's one that has a fan following that generally remembers every single guest star and will remember every character. We'll be able to talk about every character. So yeah, we'll say Supernatural.
Supernatural. That was so much fun. We shot for, I think it was like 2 weeks, which is a really long time for any guest star to film in like in an episode. And that was because we had to rehearse so much for the musical that we were doing in the show, which made things really, really fun.
But yeah, I think it's one of those shows that either I sort of got lost about season two because it's one of those shows it either drags you along,
right,
and you stick with it, the Arrowverse for me, or it's one of those ones that you just like, I know a lot have said, you know, some either just really go for it or some just feel really drained by like the middle of the first season because this like filler and so on. So like, yeah, and I sort of fell into it through the Scooby-Doo crossover, which was just fucking insane. That was
Well, I was thinking, yeah, like, with Supernatural, I mean, you really have to, I mean, people die and they keep on bringing them back, and there's really no rules, in
it's
a sense.
It's either you're all in or you're not. It's the general feeling.
And then you know what you, but then, of course, like, Supernatural went how many seasons? 15, I think?
15,
Whatever season they're on now, it's their final season, and I'm just like, wow, to think, for anyone who's been a fan since the very beginning, that's like an entire mission. That's a lifetime of being a fan to a series. So like, pat on the back.
I mean that's 300 episodes long, I think. I'm with Brooklyn Nine-Nine at the moment. That's 7 seasons in, so there's not meant, but that then again, you also got Supernatural is double that length, so it's more of a longer hold on to you, I suppose. So
totally,
yeah, it's but there is actually potential now that going by an upcoming episode of Legends, that the Supernatural verse may well somehow exist in the Arrowverse of sorts.
Oh, kind of, no.
Because
really?
There's a Legends set photo with the Supernatural car, albeit not the actual car from the show, but a replica given locations, I believe. But there's like a Supernatural script in Katie Lotz's hand. So I don't know if it's just a happy little Easter egg for the CW or whether there's actually going to be some more to it. From memory, they're on the set of Supernatural in Legends, I believe. So yeah, I guess we'll find out. I mean, yeah, crisis happened. It's possible. It's plausible. It wouldn't be beyond Legends to go full meta either. So,
I mean, it would just be so much fun the way that they can connect all of the worlds under their little like CW umbrella, which I find hilarious. Like how now Riverdale and Nancy Drew are going to be kind of doing a crossover also. And I just love that whole idea of kind of combining worlds and shows.
Well, I mean, Crisis sort of allowed for that a little bit, I guess. So it's not out of the realm of possibility. Obviously to touch on, we'll get to the Flash, but we want to touch on Hit the Road first. For those that haven't seen it, what's that sort of about?
Hit the Road is a very interesting show to try and discuss because it's a comedy, and we really push the line of comedy. But I'll tell you what the story is about. If anyone remembers the Partridge Family, we are called the Swallows. So it's a little, we're poking fun at the Partridge Family, and we are basically the very raunchy, dysfunctional version of their family. So we're a traveling family band. We live in a trailer together and travel around America. Well, not a trailer, an RV bus. And we tour around, and it's a family of my mom is Amy Peets, and my dad is Jason Alexander. My name is Rhea, and I'm like the wannabe pop star, but doesn't really have, is a little bit misguided, I guess you could say. Like, she will do anything for fame. I have a stoner brother who cooks up drugs in the tour bus. We have an adopted brother, Jermaine, and we always leave him behind, and he just always gets the short end of the stick, so it's always really depressing for him. And then we have a little sister named Casey, and she swears like a trucker. And I mean, if you can imagine all of us running around in this tour bus, this dysfunctional, crazy, sing-songing family, it is a hoot to watch on TV, and you know, absolutely chaotic. So we call it the Partridge Family Gone Wild. That's definitely the description of what we did. It was an entire summer, and it was probably the best, like one of the best summers of my life, because it was my first series regular role, and I got to work with Jason Alexander, who plays George Costanza on Seinfeld. So it was just, I mean, a dream to do that.
When you say raunchy, are we talking HBO level raunchy or a little mild, more mild than that?
The jokes are definitely raunchy. Not like HBO. I mean, HBO is so serious, whereas ours was like kind of a Modern Family-esque meets Shameless, I guess you could say.
Ah, okay.
Like that quick wit, but all of the jokes are going to be really dirty and like all, like inappropriate. So one of those.
And Van Helsing, you were on, I believe it was for an episode.
Yes, I was.
And I know if Alex listens to this, he's going to slaughter me. Because when I chatted to him a while back, I wasn't actually up to date on Van Helsing, and I'm still not.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, there's so many shows I'm trying to stay across. So that's my reasoning, if you query it.
Are you talking about Alex Ponovic?
Yes.
So funny. I remember I was in, I was at some sort of, like, dinner industry party in Los Angeles, and I turn on my Instagram because I'm just filming the setting of where we are and filming the environment. It was really pretty and packed with people. And then of course my flash is on and I just film the room. And then lo and behold, Alex Ponovic shows up in my camera, like what I'm filming. And I'm like, Alex Ponovic. And then I put my phone down to see if he's actually in front of me. And then I put it back up and I'm like, Alex Ponovic. And I had never met him before. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I just filmed an episode of Van Helsing where you're on that. I'm also from Vancouver. You are there. And it was such a fun kind of awkward run-in. And now we chat frequently. So unfortunately I didn't get to film with him, but it would have been really, really fun if I did.
Now, obviously the one that everyone's sort of going to really clue into you on is going to be The Flash, because I'd like to imagine that's probably got a bigger audience than next to Supernatural, probably, than most of the shows you've done to date, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really sure when it comes to who really watches what, but I love my role on The Flash because, I mean, she has just such a great entrance in that first episode. I mean, when she just drops down to the floor and looks up and then goes for the prismatic refractor and they have all this cool music, and then, you know, her token line is, call me Sunshine. It's just so, there's so many moments with my character that I absolutely love, of just complete badassery. And then all the fight scenes, and I just love playing someone who's so confident and in what they do and gets so much enjoyment out of fighting and out of challenging and competing with people and like doing something bad or like reckless. And so I do think that this is one of the roles that people are going to remember me for, which is really fun to do.
Now, obviously we can't say if you're returning or not yet, because unless it's in the promo and synopsis from the CW, in which case, great. But you're not dead on the show, so there is still wiggle room there for you to return. You're simply,
we hope,
presumably in Ironheart,
maybe,
as far as we know. But also, given the story arc, and in case we didn't mention before, this obviously spoilers for The Flash, is that, I mean, the whole season arc's gonna be is focusing around light-based villains, funnily enough. So it's not really surprising that it wouldn't be surprising if you did return anyway, because I'm imagining probably all of them will at some point. Given the sheer fact that it's more of a organization in the back half of the season versus your usual solo villain. So from a fan standpoint, that's my theory, is we'll get all of you. The new Dr. Light, Sunshine, so on, everyone. So, just given this...
Nice theory.
I've got a hunch that it could also be an all-women team as well, just by the fact we've potentially got, unconfirmed yet, but likely, a female Mirror Master, a female Dr. Light, Sunshine. It could well be just an all-girl team. That's just my now fan theory. We'll see how well that ages.
Would be cool. I like your theory. Yeah. I mean, I'm down. We'll see if it works out that way.
I mean, we usually
I
have a
guess
hero
that's all
team
I
up,
can
so
say.
why not? I mean, obviously, there's a lot that, from a fan standpoint, and, you know, obviously, on the podcast, we usually talk about the behind the scenes and so on. The invisibility effects, or for a technical term, light refraction, how is that done on the set?
Ooh, when I pop in and
Yeah, so when you sort of
out of the
appear,
scenes.
disappear, appear, disappear.
Well, so that, okay, so they would film me, let's say I'm like walking through a room where there's like light beams. That actually does happen. And I'm kind of dipping in and out. They would film that scene of me walking with me in it and then film it again, but without me in it. So they would keep the same framing. And then they would do that in post-production where they kind of overlap the footage and then they can just kind of pop me in, pop me out.
Now, you mentioned you had a nickname on set.
Yes. Well, of course, when I went in to get my, like, when I was talking with the visual effects people, I was asking them what the effect would be when I do appear and when I do disappear, and they said that it would be kind of like a shimmer. And then you'd see in the script, it would say, and then sunshine shimmers in, or like sunshine shimmers out. And so the entire time I was on set, I was known as Shimmer, and people would come up to me and be like, hey, Shimmer, or they'd be like, and Shimmer. So that was really, really funny, and it never gets old. I love feeling like a shimmery, sparkly, villainous goddess. Yeah, it was absolutely hilarious.
I mean, it's very much also a very different role for you as well, in the fact that from what I understand, it's likely your first villain role.
Well, okay. I tell myself I'm not gonna bring this up, but I have to. So, way back when, I did a lot of musical theater, and I actually played Jafar in Aladdin. So, I have been a villain before. Yeah, but this is definitely the first villain that I've played on camera, that is for the world to see, I guess. The Aladdin musical was very small, but I mean, it definitely gave me the chops, the villainous chops, I'd say.
I kind of want to see that musical now.
Oh, it's fully recorded. My parents have a video of it in their cabinet at home, and
Have to
yeah,
nudge them to
it's
leak it onto YouTube because that sounds brilliant.
absolutely. It's a great introduction to who I am as a person. Like,
I think that's a really jarring thing for anyone that's going to be listening to this, is the fact that, like, when we first connected to talk, is like you're so bubbly and bright versus you're just this total bitch in the Flash, and it's like, how do you, was there any prep you did for that role to get in that headspace? Because it's like it's complete opposite to normal you.
thank you so much. I love that. Sunshine's a complete bitch. I've always wanted to do action adventure, and so I always get excited when I get to like fight and stuff. And then I grew up reading comics. So I loved, the gravitas that a lot of villains had, and I love their sliminess, and I love playing Sunshine because yes, there are a lot of similarities, I'd say, but total differences as well. Like she's not bubbly and bright; she's very cynical and sarcastic, and kind of mean, and very sassy. And so I love to like do that stuff because you're right. A lot of people know me as just this friendly, fun-loving, bubbly girl, and so I always love to showcase like, the bitchy side of who I am. And so that it is really fun.
I think that's a testament to the fact that you then have to step out of your comfort zone of just, you know, like, sort of like the contrast, but like Grant's just this generally bubbly, lovely guy, and he doesn't need to change much for the Flash, really, because the Flash is also this lovely, bubbly, friendly guy. So
Oh, he's so perfect for that role. I mean, I didn't know what it would be like when I walked on a set, because I know that on certain other jobs I've done, I've watched the actors on TV, and then when I meet them, it's like a completely different story, and it's kind of jarring. But Grant, I mean, so before I went to my first day on The Flash, I watched a couple of episodes, maybe like six. I watched six episodes, and I just fell in love with the show completely. Fell in love with Barry Allen. I mean, he's the cutest guy, the cutest character, the perfect,
he really is.
Kind of a Tom Holland, like, just vibe of, you know, kid meets superhero, like, kid saves the world. And oh man, I mean, I just fell in love. And so when I got to set, I was hoping that, like, you're always nervous that they're going to be intimidating. Mm. I mean, because they're already naturally intimidating, because you're so nervous. But you hope that they're going to be welcoming. You hope that they're going to have a smile on their face. You hope that, you know, they're not going to be bitter being there or whatever. And I cannot express this enough. Grant Gustin is like, I mean, he's so much like his character on The Flash. It was a perfect casting choice. He is so lovely to work with, hilarious. It's so much fun working on that set. Everyone's such a family, and I just feel so honored to be on it.
Yeah, I think that really, and for those that I don't think actually caught the name, Sunshine's real name is Millie Rawlins, which I gather is going to be, assuming you come back, would be something that's relevant, given your character has an actual real name. Given I don't think it was actually mentioned in your first episode, from memory.
It was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, because they did a whole profile on me and where I came from. And basically my backstory is, my name is Millie Rawlins, and I was in the military, and I was in the special operations or special ops.
That's coming back to me now. Yeah, it's been about a month. Yeah. For those listening to me, we are recording this the day before The Flash returns. It's just that weird break that's happening at the moment, in that, yeah, it has been about a month since I've seen that episode. So, I think it's something that, and the fact that they're pulling from the comics still, and what you said, you read comics. Had you read Flash before this at all? So you had like some idea?
No, I never read the comics. I read my brother's comics, and he had more of like Calvin and Hobbes. I read all the Archies. I read Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and then some superhero ones. But I think the ones I read were like, I think Batman. I think they were Batman comics. I never found The Flash, though. That was something that never kind of came into my childhood. Except now.
Is there any upcoming new roles beyond The Flash?
Well, my brother actually is a film director, and he filmed his first feature film last year in March, and I play one of the leading roles in that movie. It's three characters, one setting, and what else? Three characters, one location, and it's like a very stressful thriller. It's called Wired Shut, and we had like a 12-person crew. It was very, very small, the plan for it is to go into festivals, and we're shopping it around, so we'll see what happens, but I'm very excited for that one to come out.
So apparently singing, acting, and songwriting is just not enough. You want to play three characters instead.
Wait, sorry?
So being a triple threat's not enough. You have to play three characters just to really show off?
Oh, no. No, the movie has three characters, right. But I play one of them.
Oh, I thought you meant you played three. I was going to say, no. that's some serious talent.
I mean, I've always wanted to do a one-woman show. I was thinking, like, it would be hilarious to do a one-woman version of Frozen, because then I could play Elsa and Anna, you know? Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go out and play.
I mean, there's the idea there. You're probably going to have to fight Disney for that. But...
I mean, totally.
I mean, there's Disney
Plus. We can discuss that later. They don't need to know. They don't. It'll be okay.
maybe they'll just let it go.
I think that's the case. I think they would. Mm-hmm.
The pun was right there. I just couldn't resist.
Oh my god! I just got the pun. That took me so long.
Hang on, you're actually blonde in real life, aren't you? Oh, we'll put it down to Sunshine's blondness.
Yeah, seriously. I'm actually really slow when it comes to puns. It does take me a while to get them. Unless you have any sort of sharp pun, anything that has to do with my last name, I will always get that. Every time.
See, I don't know why I didn't think of that initially. I really should have. But
really should have. I'm disappointed. Do better.
beyond Wired Shut, is there any other roles coming up? I mean, obviously, with all things going on now, that's kind of come to a standstill. But is there...
Yeah, everything's just so. I've had one audition since we all kind of locked ourselves indoors. So right now, I'm just chilling. I don't think I have anything coming out soon. So it's just... right now I'm just focusing on music and writing with friends and writing some of my own stuff and enjoying the break, really. And then hopefully when this all ends, I'll hit the ground running and just get back into acting and, you know.
When are we getting an EP of any sort soon?
Sorry?
Are we getting an EP of any sort soon?
Say that again?
Are we getting an EP or an album?
Oh, so I just had an interview this morning as well, and she asked me what are my goals, and one of them is definitely to have my own EP. I just don't know when that'll be. Singing was always a hobby for so long, and then I've incorporated it into certain jobs I've had, like Hit the Road. I got to just tear up the stage and be a pop star, and that was the best. But yeah, so I'm slowly trying to get out of the hobby mindset of just playing for me when I want to. So we will see. We will see.
I think it might be a good idea to nudge the Flash showrunner and go, hey, musical episode, I'm keen.
Oh my. I mean, I know one of the writers, Lauren Barnett. I met her on set, but she created my character Sunshine, and she also happens to be an alumni from Loyola Marymount University, which is the university I went to. So we completely bonded over the fact that we're both alumni. And so, yeah, maybe I will hit her up and be like, yo, Lauren, like, it's time to do a musical episode. I'm sure Sunshine can shimmer in and
as a fan, we're well and truly overdue for, I mean, Duet was such a good one with The Flash and Supergirl, and it sort of brought all the cast together. I mean, you've still potentially got Darren Criss there to come back and reprise Music Meister. It's been a while. Why not? It's been a couple of seasons, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. You've got you've got Grant, you've got, just 90% of the names are just skipping me at the moment.
Jesse Martin.
Jesse Martin. Jesse Martin.
He was on Rent.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like...
exactly. And so, like, the majority of Supergirl, I think even part of possibly Arrowcast, Legends, well and truly, you know, just pull all the shows in, Batwoman, I honestly couldn't tell you off the top of my head out of that. I think Rachel Skarsten might be, from memory. I've just got a vague feeling that on Lost Girl she might have, but there's potential there for the just bring in multiples. And even if it wouldn't be the first time a Arrowverse actor had a second role. I mean, I think that literally happened on the Flash, Supergirl, I think it was a couple weeks back, was one of the actresses had actually been in one of, I think, Arrow, but in the same area with a very, very similar name. And we're not sure if it's coincidence or not.
Oh, interesting.
It's Arrowverse, so... But, yeah, there's definitely overdue for a musical episode. So, yeah, just maybe give a nudge and go, hey, let's do a musical episode.
Cause let's do it.
Honestly, the music that came out of that episode was just damn brilliant from a fan standpoint. Have you fallen in love with the show as a fan? Just watching, like, beyond just your own episodes, just watching the show?
Yeah, I honestly have. I mean, it's just one of those shows that where you can't help but love. It's so lovable. It's so much fun. It's so playful. Everything is just so cute about it. And I think it really is nostalgic in a way. Like, it brings you back to when you were that kid in your room with, like, a superhero mask on. You'd, like, put it on in front of the mirror and, like, play around with a sword or whatever, and just, like, going back to the comic book type enjoyment. And that's what I really noticed about the show, and I was like, wow, this is so special to be a part of. I love that it's not too serious and that it's also not a comedy. It's just, like, such a fun... It's just so fun, and I love being a part of that world. Definitely a fan.
Well, I imagine for now we're going to have to leave it there because we don't know the future of Sunshine yet. Presumably in prison at the moment, as of us talking now, given Barry handcuffed you. So that's the assumption at the moment because I don't think that was actually showed at that point. So we're likely to find out.
What happens possibly to Miss Millie?
Possibly tomorrow, maybe. We never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But maybe once this all blows over, once all this craziness blows over, and once we know what happens to Sunshine, I have to get you back to wrap it all up with a nice spoilery wrap-up of everything about The Flash.
Oh, absolutely. I have stories.
And I think that's what a lot of the listeners like, is the stories that most other places just don't really cover, or they sort of go for the gossipy stuff. And that's what I always try to be different and just go, right, give us some behind-the-scenes stuff, like that on-set name. That sort of thing, the stuff that you don't just get in the articles of, like, oh, we were on set and this is what happened. There's, like, those cool little set things of, like, You, Many Grand, well, and Being Called Shimmer and all that sort of thing.
I know. I mean, this is kind of a fun story if you have time.
Of course.
So, it was my first day filming. And, of course, on your first day, you're always going to have some nerves. It was just excitement to be there. And I remember I saw Grant in the makeup trailer, and immediately I was like, oh my gosh, that's the Flash. Like, that's the guy. That's the guy that I have seen on TV. And then I kind of tried to get over my nerves and just excitement to be there and meet him. And then fast forward to us shooting, and it's the scene where I'm getting, like, handcuffed. When I get handcuffed by Barry. And I remember the director wanted me to, like, to walk somewhere or to look somewhere. But it had to do with Grant and him saying his line. So I had to address Grant in order to know what I was doing. And I was like, okay, so Grant, when you, I mean, I mean, Barry, I mean, The Flash. And I had no idea what to call him because I was so nervous to be addressing him. And I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. And then the whole crew, we're in a small room. And so the whole crew just starts laughing because they're like, who is this, like, Vancouver cute little girl who's like coming into film, who is clearly a fan of Grant Gustin and like doesn't know what to call him on the day. And then he just like looked at me, and meanwhile he had these like big binoculars on his face, like night vision goggles, because that was the original prop instead of his sunglasses that he uses. In that scene, the night vision sunglasses, he had these massive night vision goggles and looked like a total dork. And he basically looked at me and was like, I mean, they're all correct. And then we just all broke out laughing. And I thought that was like so embarrassing, but hopefully cute in a way.
We better get that in the gag reel or I'm going to be mad.
Right? Yeah, it's probably on B-roll somewhere.
I really hope so, because they always make him so short, but we need to see that in a gag reel, because that's... And let's be honest, we all have a crush on Grant Gustin. I mean...
Oh, obviously. He's cute. I mean, how could you not? But it's funny, because, I mean, if there was footage of that, everyone would hear, like, a pin drop of awkward silence after I shout, The Flash! And then just, like, a bunch of, like, face-palming and kind of laughing and mumbling. And I'm just like, oh, my God, I need to go home. So, yeah, that would be
that footage needs to find its way out. We need to see that.
It really does. I'll request it.
Yeah, just request it and say, hey, can that go in the gag reel? I want it in the gag reel. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Because they usually drop it after the end of the season, whenever that's going to be this year. So... I think we've got, what, 7 episodes, I think, to go. So, it's usually done by May, but I think we're looking at about July now, probably. So, you never know.
Yeah, I don't know. But, crossing fingers.
But thank you so, so much for giving up your time to chat with us today, Natalie.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun. What a pleasure. Yeah, thank you.
It's been, as a fan of The Flash, it's an honor.
Aww.
I'm gonna do you now what you did to Grant. Just without the silence.
Oh no.
But no, it's always a true honor to have anyone from the Arrowverse on. So, just the massive amount of love that so much of the cast have for the fans and giving up their time is honestly what was some of the, I think it's just a testament to the show, particularly like The Flash and Arrow, as to they're just so, so sweet to the fans. They always give up their time. They're always interacting. And I think that's really, I imagine that probably started with Grant, to be honest. And that's probably why the show, as you said, feels like a family.
I think so too. As a lead role, it's kind of your job to set the tone of how filming and how the show is going to go. And he really does that. I mean, I think everyone is in such a good mood all the time because he just has so much light to him and he's just such a bright energy and so much fun to be around. And so I think it's a testament to him and just the whole cast. I mean, they're absolutely wonderful.
Once again, thank you for giving up your time. And I've been your host, TJ, alongside Natalie Sharp. And we'll catch you in the next episode.